It's been more than 2 years since the Occupy Wall Street movement grabbed headlines. Here in Washington, protesters set up camp near the Capitol and disrupted the legislature.
We are the 99%!
For a couple of months, the occupiers were part of the scene in Olympia. Then riot gear-clad Washington State troopers swept into their tent city and sent them packing.
You are directed to remove tents, shelters, structures.
The occupiers mostly went quietly into that morning, but they had left their imprint. In Olympia and across the nation, 99% was now shorthand for income inequality. But David Rolfe of the Service Employees International Union says there was something missing.
Occupy didn't have a long-term theory of how to make change, and it didn't have very crisp demands.
Rolfe says that started to change about a year after the occupiers were chased out. In November of 2012, his union, SEIU, was involved in organizing a fast food workers' strike in New York. Their demand? A $15 an hour wage. In May of 2013, SEIU helped organize a similar action in Seattle. Como TV showed the boisterous walkout. Fast food workers would again walk out nationally in August of 2013. SEIU's David Rolfe believes these strikes were the catalyst for the current push for higher minimum wages.
The momentum is clearly towards a broad movement in this country to address income inequality, and a low-hanging piece of fruit in that struggle is the demand to increase wages.
Now, suddenly, 2014 seemed like the year of the minimum wage. From President Obama in his State of the Union,
a fair wage of at least $10.10 an hour,
to Washington Governor Jay Inslee in his State of the State,
statewide increase in our minimum wage.
In the city of Seattle, the political battle is less whether to raise the base wage, but by how much and how quickly. Newly elected Mayor Ed Murray has appointed a task force to examine the issue. This year, minimum wage measures have been introduced or are in play in some 30 state capitals across the nation. Leslie McCall is an expert on income inequality at Northwestern University. She's not surprised the left has seized upon the minimum wage.
You know, it's a long-standing policy that we actually have in place already.
And it polls well. McCall says historically the minimum wage becomes an issue during economic recoveries when not everyone is bouncing back.
To me, it seems quite consistent with the past, not something that's sort of drummed up, but that is a genuine reflection of frustrations and frustrated expectations about economic growth.
There's another professor who views this minimum wage movement very differently. Matt Manweller teaches political science at Central Washington University. He's also a Republican state lawmaker.
It's in no way a coincidence that President Barack Obama makes minimum wage an issue, then Governor Inslee makes it an issue, and then Mayor Ed Murray makes it an issue.
Manweller believes it's part of a coordinated campaign. Personally, he opposes raising the minimum wage, but he views the issue as more populist than liberal.
If the economy rebounds, then I think it will take the wind out of the sails. If it continues to stagnate, then populist messages will continue to resonate.
SEIU is there to make sure they do. Democratic State Representative Jessen Farrell recalls a conversation she had last fall with an SEIU lobbyist.
We were just kind of off to the side, but saying this was a really exciting vote.
She's talking about the vote in the city of SeaTac to raise the minimum wage there to $15 an hour.
This was so exciting that, the momentum around this campaign of fast food workers has caught on fire. You know, should we consider doing this?
Doing this meant introduce a bill in the legislature to raise Washington's minimum wage, already the highest in the nation. The answer was yes.
We are here to introduce House Bill 2672, which would raise the statewide minimum wage.
Last month, Farrell announced a proposal to boost Washington's base wage to $12 an hour by 2017. But her proposal appears to have already stalled. Turns out, some of her fellow Democrats are wary. But SEIU and other advocates for low-wage workers say the issue isn't going away, and there's already talk of an initiative to the people. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.